Unrest in Syria's north is complicating issues when it comes to refugees thinking about heading back home. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A ministry is discussing plans for the future as they continue to serve refugees camped out in the Bekaa Valley. Plus, Program for Education by Extension is training next-gen church leaders throughout the Middle East. Got a few things to think about in today's program, so let's get started. We'll start today with an agreement between Syria and Lebanon that should have paved the way for a flood of refugees to go back home. However, only a few thousand refugees have decided to head back. Heart for Lebanon's Daoud Arnaout tells us out of 2 million, that means
it will take some years. And again, that does not mean everyone will return. Many of the families don't have yet their documentations, their IDs.
Complicating the issue is the ongoing violence in the north, fears of arrests, military conscription, and no infrastructure for recovery. But the biggest reason they're not going back? Trauma.
We want them to have the opportunity to know God and reconcile because they are suffering. They have struggled a lot with bad memories.
Arnaout shares one last thought on help they need.
We sometimes think prayer is a simple thing, but it's one of the hardest thing when you don't know for what you are praying for, especially with when you are not here, when you don't see it firsthand. It's hard to share the experience, but we believe that prayers are being answered, and we encourage everyone to join us in prayers because, again, God is doing miracles in the lives of the people.
Turning now to the U.S., most families are looking forward to a night of feasting and fellowship tomorrow as they celebrate Thanksgiving. Steve Prince says it's not an easy occasion for some U.S. veterans.
Combat deployment is something you just can't explain. So a lot of them, if they're isolating, are going to want to avoid those holiday parties. They're going to do what they can to stay isolated until somebody helps them out of that shell, whether it's a strong Christian brother or sister or another vet.
Steve leads Warrior Set Free, a division of Set Free Ministries, and they're focused on doing just that, veterans helping veterans emerge from a shell of trauma and finding healing in Christ. Each vet has a different set of experiences, but the healer is the same.
We honestly pray a lot and just say, God, we don't know what this guy needs, but you do. And then Jesus shows up, the Holy Spirit moves their heart.
If your loved one is battling war wounds, visit us online to connect with Warrior Set Free. And keep praying.
Praying for vets, I think, is just like anything else. Lord, thank you for this person. We don't know what they need, but you do. There's not a secret word or nothing. It's just continue to let them know you're praying for them and ask them how you can help them. I think we underestimate the power of prayer. At least I know I do sometimes.
And Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE, is helping students in the Middle East receive a seminary education without ever having to leave their homes. Salam is one such recent graduate.
When I started my ministry in the church, I used the materials from PTEE to use it with my ministry inside the church. So because in the church, I am a youth pastor, I'm working with the youth people, so I use it in preaching for the young and for all the activities that we have in the church for the youth. So it really improved my maturity with Christ, and also it reflects to the other people that I am serving them.
While he was working and taking care of his family, Salam received his master's degree and tutored other students. Now, PTEE is making education even more accessible to students.
We are starting in online teaching. This is, will become more easily to reach people. Also, the online learning for them was a good chance that to study. Even with his mobile phone, he can study and read and participate and have also his own degree.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.